going through the Lachos of Chanukah, and we spoke about last week the proper time to light. I want to talk about the proper place. Where's the proper place to person to place his menorah? Where's the proper place to light? So the Mor mentions really that there are, the Mor gives us three places to light. The Mor talks about lighting by a person with light by the doorway, going outside, and Machlokes which doorway it's referring to. Referring to the doorway going outside by the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so he would light outside his door. The Gemara talks about in a case where a person lived in a higher level, so he could not light by the door, so he would light by the window, facing towards Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And the Gemara talks about the idea of a Bishash, there was a time where there was a Sakana, it was not safe for the person to light outside because of the Xeris of the etc. A person would light on his table, and that is sufficient. A person with light on the table, put out shulchanoi, and that was a bedayah. In Chutz Loretz, the Bizmanazeh, the Rebbe already says that the minig was to light inside, not to light outside. However, we do not give it a full status of a shasa sakana, where you just light on the table. We would light it by the window to create some level of presuming nisa. In Eretz Yisrael, already many people light outside. Which is the basic din of the Gemara, to light outside, not light inside. Chutz Loretz, we're lighting inside, but we are lighting by the window. In a situation where a person's window is above 20 amas above the ground, off of the street, so then the Halacha said there's no reason to light by the window. People are not going to notice a menorah which is placed that high. So a person lives on a higher level of a high-rise apartment building, there's no reason to light by the window. So then there's a third place which is mentioned in Halacha to another place which is mentioned in Halacha to light is by the doorway of your own home, your own apartment, inside the house. So a person would light by the doorway coming inside of the house. So if somebody has that situation, come to me, I'll discuss, because there's questions of how to set the menorah, etc., in that situation. But a person's lighting by the window, preferably he has a chance to light by the window, he lights by the window. Question comes up if a person has more than one place to live, he's living in more than one place, he's eating in one place, he's sleeping in one place, so he lights by the window of which place? Where does he light? What's the proper place to light in that situation? So the Ikar Psak is that a person lights in the place where the person would eat, the Makom Achila. Makom Achila is the Ikar Makom of a person. And I want to point out, Makom Achila, the Ikar place of the person, doesn't mean a person goes out for dinner one night, that becomes his Makom Achila. It means this is a place where he basically lives and he does his eating. So we choose between the Makom Achila and the Makom Shina, the person lights the Makom Achila. Makom Achila doesn't mean the room that you're eating in, it means the house that where you eat. You light by the window of the house where you eat, facing outside. It doesn't have to be that the window might not necessarily be in the dining room, it's the building that you're eating in, that you light by the window of that place. Question comes up, a bachur, which are in yeshiva, and they have a dormitory, and they have a dining room, and it's in two different buildings, so where is the proper place to light in that circumstance? So Moshe Zatzal held in that situation, the proper place to light is actually in the dormitory. He says that since the Makom Achila is a very large group, it is not nicker of each person his place over there, and the dorm, it was more meyuchad for each person. So in that situation, it would be preferable for a person to light in the dormitory rooms rather than lighting in the Makom Achila. Many persons disagree with it, and what we do here in the yeshiva is actually we light based on the Makom Achila, which is here in this building. Obviously, if a person has a choice between in one building, you have Makom Achila, Makom Shina, it's not an issue. You don't light in the bedroom necessarily. The point is you're lighting in the building where a person would sleep. So if a person has a choice between those two things, the psak of most Pesachim is actually to light like Makom Achila, not like Rav Moshe, which held you light Makom Shina. There's also halakha which takes place in the shul. That's a separate concept of lighting in the shul for Pesumin Nisa. So the question comes up, can we light also in other places where there's public gatherings, not for the purpose of, not in the shul? It's not a place where people sleep. It's not a place where people necessarily have their Makom Achila regularly. But it's a public gathering. Can you light in that situation? We find in the shul such a concept with a bracha. So the psak on that is that it's quite questionable where exactly this idea of lighting in the shul comes from. And the Pesachim talk about why that should be, because the people used to sometimes actually sleep in the shul, etc. It wasn't welcome. There was people used to like you find by Kiddush also, there's such an idea. So that is why we lit in the shul. But to extrapolate from that to other places, which are public gathering, which is not a makom achila of a person, not a makom shina of a person, and just to light there with a bracha, is very questionable in halacha that a person should be able to do that. It's there for the main psak of that is not to do that. That's again, if somebody has a situation and wants to, you know, they're having a big family get together by some hotel and they want to make a halacha over there, that'll be questionable. One last thing I want to point out. In a case where a person's eating out, he's going to somewhere, going to visit somebody, he's not sleeping there for the night, and he's not eating, he's just eating there, so we said that's not his makom achila regular, at least he does not light there. So when should he light? So we spoke about that last week, that in that situation, if he's going to be home at the proper amount of halakha, he would light at home. He's not home, he would light when he gets home, when he gets back, when he eventually comes back home, that's the proper time to light. We had a question of a person going to get back late. Do you light early before the Zman HaLaka from Plaga Minchon onwards, or later on? What's preferable? Now, we spoke about that last week. Have a good morning.